dip, 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 dip.
Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Catchy tune, Scott. You're singing along with it. Scott Eckersley and Jack Ebling here on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Just heard again from Liz Boyd from the governor's staff, and she is in New York, and she'll be joining us from there. She has left Washington, D.C. Want to bring in our guest and filling in for Ken Glickman today in the Get a Job segment, Tony Talbot from Human Resource Management Services. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you tonight?
Well, just fine. When we talk about the employee-employer relationship, it is seen through two very different prisms, and the definition of success changes therein. But we want to talk to you about how to be a successful manager, and then a little bit how to be a good employee and how to make that productive for everyone.
Well, okay, that sounds wonderful.
Let's start from the management perspective. What are one or two of the keys there that are very common for successful managers?
Well, I think the first thing I'm going to say is open communication, and I think that applies to both employees and employers,
mm-hmm.
That you have open and honest communication and we treat people with respect. And those are the old adages that we learn from our parents, but essentially those also hold true in the employment environment. People need to know what is expected of you, and you need to tell them what you're expecting of them. So what's very important is that you set high expectations for yourself as a manager, you live to those expectations, and you hold others to those same expectations. In addition, you need to tell people what they are supposed to do, how to do the job, and not just tell them, but train them and coach them. Training, I like to say, is not telling, because you have to give people an opportunity
right.
to learn the job.
Right. Tony, everything you say there sounds so logical. It's almost common sense. Why is it so difficult for some people to do?
Well, I guess they want to keep me employed.
All right. That's where Tony comes in, ladies and gentlemen.
But the reality of it is that all too often employers are so busy trying to get their work done, trying to do their job. Many times, especially small employers, are doing the work themselves as well as managing a staff. And it just gets, you know, to be a big hurry, and
right.
they don't have the time, and they end up putting employees in place without the proper training, and sometimes it ends up costing them very dearly.
A lot of times when I hear people, employers, talk about being too busy to do some things that they know they need to do, it usually involves training and delegation, and I fall into this trap myself to some degree with a couple of things I'm working on. And if you can take the time to develop quality employees that you trust, you really get that back 10 times over later.
Absolutely. You just do the numbers. I mean, if you think about the amount of time it takes to interview, to place the ads, to run, to review resumes, and the time it takes to train them or to bring them on board, and then you bring them on board and don't provide them the training, you just wasted a lot of money. And the thing that you have to remember is if they're not trained properly and they're working with your customers and your clients and they make mistakes, that's going to be additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
And that cost could have been avoided if you had provided them the good training.
All right. What are one or two of the keys to be a very effective employee, someone who makes the company profitable and also is in position for raises and promotions?
Well, I'd start again with the open and honest communication and treating people with respect.
Always comes back to that, doesn't it?
It always comes back to that. Every time I deal with an employee problem, I will tell you, I peel that onion back, and you find out the problem is people just didn't effectively communicate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'd say is that they need to do the job they're paid for. The expectation is that it's a fee for service. I am doing a service for you, and you are paying me a fee. And if we thought about that from that perspective, that I need to remember that I have to get my job back every single day, and so I'm going to make sure I'm going to do a good job, then you tend to be more aware of the fact that it's not an entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work hard, and you need to not be afraid to ask questions and treat other people, treat your coworkers, treat people well.
Tony, would you guess that it is more common that an employee has a problem with focus, where they start to lose track of what they're supposed to do, and maybe they're looking ahead a little bit, or that they're so myopic that they don't see the big picture and that they only see what they're supposed to do?
I think the biggest problem with employees that employees have is they don't know how to treat each other.
Really?
I really do. Majority of the problems I deal with as far as dealing with employee situations is how they treat their coworkers, how they get along with their boss, how they work with other people. It becomes more than anything an issue relating to how can I, you know, relate and communicate and deal with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, people can do their job. I mean, of course, not everyone's going to do a perfect job, but more often than not, when I'm having to terminate a person, it's not because they couldn't do the job, it's because they can't get along with other people.
How do people improve on that skill? Some people, it just comes natural to them. They have an ability to get along. They're very likable. They're team players. And there are those who have exceptional skill sets, but they don't seem to fit into the team. What can you do about that?
Well, it's a very difficult thing to deal with. It really is. One of the things that I would say to you is, as a manager, you need to set expectations for behavior as well as performance. All too often, managers will say, I expect you to be able to complete this particular task in this particular time and focus solely on the task and not spend any time on the relationship. So you need to set expectations for behavior to start with. And then you need to set expectations through the what you treat the employees. If you can say as a manager, I'm going to expect you to be cooperative and respectful and treat other people well, but then you mistreat them, you're not going to be successful because you're not modeling the behavior that you expect. So you need to start by saying, here are the expectations, and then you need to model those exact behaviors that you expect. And finally, if employees fail to address those, you know, to behave in that
right
manner, you need to address it.
No.
Through first coaching and counseling, and then more severe action.
Tony Talbot, the Human Resource Management Services, and now I understand exactly why Ken Glickman recommended her as a pinch hitter. Don't know if Ken will be back with us next week. We may be talking with Tony again. Tony, thanks so much for filling in. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was my pleasure.